Hi, boy. Mia here. Today, I have a treat for you. I'm going to take you somewhere special. I'm going to take you for a ride. But before we get to that, I want something in return. Up front, from you, boy. I want to see you in your most vulnerable state. Somewhere I can see just how submissive my pet can be in his natural habitat. So this is what we're going to do. We have agreed for me to pick you up 5 minutes from now. And right now, you are getting yourself ready. You will leave your bedroom door slightly open, turn off the lights, and take off all your clothes. If you haven't already, you naughty boy. And then slide yourself under the covers. Lie flat on your back and lay your arms comfortably by your side. Only then will I even consider spending my valuable time inspecting you. You see, for me to let you experience what I had in mind, you first have to surrender to me. I want to see you naked, completely calm, and oblivious to the pleasure that awaits you. This is not for you. It is for me, Mistress Mia. But don't worry, I'm going to take such good care of you. And if you obey, there will almost certainly be something in it for you too. Nothing turns your mistress on more than taking full advantage of my sweet, helpless boy, exploiting every inch of you in your submissive state. By now, you should be ready. Tell me you're ready, boy. Good. I know your anticipation is already growing. You know any minute your mistress will walk through that door. And more than anything, you want to take in every sight and sound. But for now, just let go. Close your eyes and let the darkness surround you. Remember, I will only come if you submit yourself to me fully. Listen to the silence, broken only by my voice. You strain your ears, searching the silence for any hint that might suggest I'm nearby. Any sway in the dim darkness that might suggest I'm about to darken your doorway. You know that once I step foot in your room, true bliss will follow. And the idea alone is making your heart beat harder. You force yourself to breathe slowly and deeply. You wouldn't want to seem nervous in front of your mistress, now would you? Despite breathing deeply, in and out, you start to feel your heart pounding in your chest. A rhythmic throbbing that you can almost hear, getting louder and harder, pulsing through the darkness, disturbing your search through the silence every second. You focus on your heart so much that you almost miss it. An undertone to each beat surging through your chest. Almost like a footstep. But too embedded for you to be sure. You find yourself wondering how long it was there. as it suddenly stops. And there is just the darkness and the sensation of your own beating heart and your breath drawing deeply in and out. You become rigid with expectation, unable to move. You feel your blood start to circulate through your body. Waves, almost of pleasure, rippling through your arms, moving down from your chest and nestling in the pit of your stomach, giving you butterflies. You feel your cock start to press against the underside of your sheets. You want to open your eyes, but you can't. You are bound in place, able only to listen and wait. Well, hello, boy. I see you're all ready for me. Don't tell me you didn't notice me come in. Now you'll stay lying as you are, and I'm going to slowly move away from this door and come towards you. I can see you peeking at me, you know. That's right. Close them again quickly before I decide to punish you instead of reward you. Did you notice my long dark cape? My face hidden by the shadows, Or perhaps you caught a glimpse of my leg as it moved into the light beyond the cape as I stepped closer. You could have noticed a small inch of bare skin on my lower thigh between my jet black skirt and darkly toned stockings. I want you to look. I want you to worship me with your eyes. But first, I want to feel you and test your obedience. I want to know you are physically and mentally ready for what I have to offer you. Don't be alarmed. I'm slowly going to sit down. You feel the sheets press down around you slightly as I lower myself onto the bed next to you. Turned sideways, my legs hanging over the side of the bed, I place my hand on your upper leg over the sheets, and I squeeze gently. You feel tense, boy. I guess we're going to have to do something about that. Let me have a look at you. My hand moves slowly up, lightly applying pressure as my fingertips passed just an inch from your manhood. I can see that the sheets are a bit more restrained near here. My hand continues moving up, my palm flat, and my fingers stretched out. You peek one eye open and catch a flash of ruby red, my fingernails, as my hand reaches your chest, almost to the top of the covers by now. I want to see what I'm feeling. I want to feel every one of your muscles flex under my soft touch. Let's start up here, shall we? As my open hand reaches the top of the sheets, my fingers curl around the crest, and you feel the soft skin of my fingertips caress the dimple just above your collarbone. The softness turns into a tickle as my hand starts to grip the covers and the tips of my nails lightly scratch your bare skin. Let's move this out of the way, shall we? As I start pulling the sheets down, you feel a cool wave of air as I expose your chest. The back of my finger sliding so smoothly past your nipple. That's it, boy. Shudder for me. Show me how every part of you is aching for me. I am impressed with your obedience so far, but there is much more to come. I shift my position slightly while exposing you further. Your pelvic muscles contracting as my hand gets closer to your manhood once again. You want me to touch you, don't you? I could reach out and grip that hard shaft of yours. Yes. And I could make you come all over yourself, just with a touch. But not yet. As I said, this is about me. Your mistress wants to enjoy herself before letting you reach your peak. I let go of the covers, pulled down just short of your exposing erection, and my hand slides over the side of your waist. My fingertips find the inside of the arm by your side. I move upwards, tickling you, making you quiver, while applying a suggestive amount of pressure. That's it. Move your arm out a bit. Yes. As you do, I lift my closest leg onto the bed, into the gap now between your arm and your body. And you feel my silky stocking against your side, making you twitch excitedly. Is this what you want? All right, boy. You can have a quick look. You can watch as I make myself more comfortable. As your eyes open slowly, you see my hand slide from your arm to my own thigh. I reach that first inch of bare skin where my stockings end, and pull at my thin skirt, raising it high enough for you to see that I'm not wearing anything underneath. Before letting my fingers continue over the fabric and up over my stomach and towards my breasts. I arch my back as I caress myself with both of my hands. My cloak slips off my shoulders, and you get a glimpse of my perfectly rounded breasts through the long dark hair draping down over my chest. Besides the skirt and stockings, you notice I am completely naked under my cloak. As I stretch my arms backwards to fully slide off my robe, my hair parts, silhouetting one of my nipples, and the curve under my breast in the dim light from the door. Something tells me you like what you see. How I enjoy teasing you. You want this, Yeah. Well, you have to earn it. by pleasuring me. Now let's get straight to the point. I want to use your body as an instrument of craving. In a moment, I'm going to climb on top of you. But first, you will move your pillow out from under your head. Stay lying flat on your back and lift up your hips. And move that pillow under your lower back. Yes, I want your throbbing erection to extend as much as possible beyond your body. Try and keep your stiffness under the covers. I know it's hard when you're just dying to get out. More than anything, you want to show me just how turned on you are. What a good boy you are, obeying my every command so delicately. Does this position make you feel uncomfortable? Exposed? I slowly raise myself up, bringing my other leg onto the bed next to you, and face you fully. As I lean forward, I place both my hands on your chest, pushing you firmly down. I tilt my head and flick my hair over my shoulder as I lift my leg over your body and gently lower myself on top of you. My knees bent and my feet tucked under me. I move my hands down your chest and up my own legs as I arch my back again, my thighs playfully gripping your sides. You finally get to see my perfect hourglass figure. Watch me enjoy my body as I run my hands along my perfect curves, up towards my breasts, squeezing them gently. Do you like watching me play with myself, boy? Are you ready to give me what I need? As I move my hands back down, you feel my hips shift and press down on you. Even through the covers, you feel the warmth of my physical center, ever so close to your rock hard cock. The front of my skirt stretches tight over your stomach as I lean forward to whisper in your ear, moving my hands onto your shoulders. Do you like feeling my warmth? You should know it makes me extremely wet, seeing you so helpless, having such a good boy completely under my control. Gets me so hot. You feel my feet shift next to you, searching for the top of the covers. I move my body up slightly so that my toes can slip under the sheets. I start to extend my legs, pushing the covers down below your waist, slowly revealing your throbbing manhood under me. You feel one of my breasts brush gently past your cheek as I move my body back down again. My skirt starts to ride up my thighs as I spread my legs slightly and my feet curl down the side of your legs. You feel my stomach stroke the shaft of your cock as I start to sit up again, still pushing you down on your shoulders. As I straighten my back, you feel my wet lips pivot around your tip, making you pulse. Oh. Now I know the tension is getting ever so strong, but you must resist the urge to thrust your hips forward. I am in control. And you will only be allowed a release if you obey me fully. I place my hands on your chest as I start to shift forwards and backwards, slowly letting your circumference spread my lips, making your shaft warm and moist. Oh, yes. Your cock feels so good, pressing up against me. I love feeling you pulse under me as your heart beats faster and faster. I start sliding faster over your erection. I keep one hand on your chest while the other moves my skirt up until I can touch myself. Look at how much I am enjoying your submission. I want you to watch as your cock gets wetter and wetter. I gently rub the top of my lips, gently pushing my most sensitive areas against your hardness as I thrust my hips over you. Faster, 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 harder. Watch me. Watch me. I'm gonna come. Oh, gosh. You feel my thighs tighten around you as I dig my nails into your chest and arch my back. Yes. Yes. Oh. And come. Oh, God. That is exactly what I needed. My good, sweet boy. I gently rub my hands over my breasts as I thrust forward on top of you one last time. Now it would be so cruel of me to deny you a reward. I have to say I'm tempted, but you have been such a good submissive boy, so I will assist you. That's right. Assist. It's only fair I leave you in the same relaxed state I found you in. I slide off of you, back into a kneeling position beside you, the inside of my thighs dripping wet. I really did cover you in my warm juices. Now be a good boy and grab the base of your cock nice and firmly. That's it. And push it forward. Point it straight at the ceiling. Good boy. Now don't move your hand. Just hold that grip and squeeze gently. I take your other hand and place it on my thigh. Hold me firmly. And as you do, you see me lowering my head. My long, wavy hair falling around your legs as I look up at you. One hand on the inside of your leg, the other on your stomach. I want you to shoot your load all over yourself. And my tongue is going to assist you. I move in closer and gently start to lick the tip. I lick again, even slower. You jerk at every touch, uncontrollably thrusting your hips every time my tongue makes contact. Good boy. Now come for me, boy. Yes. I want you to come for me. I leave my tongue extended, gripping your leg tighter and digging my nails into your stomach. Gently flicking the tip of your throbbing cock with my tongue over and over and over. You close your eyes as you reach climax and pulse again and again and again, shooting your warm seed all over your stomach and your hand. Oh, yeah. You have not disappointed me, boy. You have pleased your mistress. Keep this up, and maybe next time I'll let you penetrate me. Now say thank you, Mistress Mia. Good boy. Slowly, you feel the pressure of my hands on your stomach and leg soften until the feeling is barely noticeable. You slowly open your eyes and realize that I'm gone just as quickly as I arrived. Until next time, my sweet boy.